Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Oops, itchy trigger finger. Welcome all my entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 at 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio. We are also rebroadcast or also featured on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and soon to be on Spotify.
Yeah.
This is your hostess with the mostest, Jennifer DeVoe, host of Jenny's World Talk on the Block, and my wonderful co-host, business partner, and a.k.a. the husband.
The husband.
JJ.
What's up, baby?
What's up, JJ?
It's not the temperature.
Fuck no.
It's cold. Shit.
Fucking cold as fuck. And this is Los Angeles. I don't know what the hell's going on. We got a cold snap coming in from the mountains or some fucking crap. I don't know.
It's gloomy and shit.
I don't like it. It's overcast, crappy. If you guys could, you know, like, see out the window right now. I know you're looking at us on the video.
And we appreciate that, really. We do.
Yeah. So go to Facebook Live. Go to Facebook, actually, and go to the LA Talk Radio page,
right?
And you can watch the video of this live feed right now that you can also listen to. You can hear the guests call in. You can hear the music that's played, same as everybody else, but you can also watch us.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to go to the video feed, go to Facebook, go to the LA Talk Radio LA Talk Radio page, and you can watch us right now while we're sitting here vaping. We like vaping.
You're vaping.
Okay, well, here. Now you can vape.
Thank you. See?
There you go. Okay.
You sharing, get it. Smart. Sharing You're is, smart cookie.
Sharing is caring.
Absolutely. And we care for each other.
Yeah. Yes, we do. I like to care for you in other ways. But right now, we're on the air. That might not be appropriate. That'd be a good show, though. People might actually call. Oh, it's Triple X on LA Talk Radio.
Right, that's the Pornhub.
And it's not. And it's not just. It's not just. And was it? What's her name? Show Amber Lynn's show, uncensored or something. It's she's. Oh, man, she's still a good looking woman. It's a good looking woman.
When did you come on the show?
I texted her actually. Finally, I'm just waiting to hear back from her loveliness. So anyway, we like to get different people, types of people on our show. So,
all kinds.
This is an entertainment based show. So Jenny's Real Talk of the Block. If you are like an author, artist, celebrity, band, musician, author, whatever you are, if you are in the entertainment industry, if you're a director and you have a movie coming out, you have any kind of project coming out that you want to talk about, you are an inspirational speaker. We've had the NFL on our show. WWE has been on our show. We've had many different organizations and types of bands.
Different genres of music.
Yes, many different genres of music. We don't just do rock. That is my other show, Jenny's Real Rock, R-A-W-K. You can find that on Rock Rage Radio. Every Friday night, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, we're on live every Wednesday for Jenny's Real Talk of the Block.
Right now.
Right
Thank
now.
You.
Right now. So you can see us every Wednesday. Tune in. We are on, go to LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and you can download the app, the LA Talk Radio app, and listen to Channel 1. And, oh, we're also rebroadcast every Friday night from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time for all our East Coast fans and listeners and family.
Right.
Because Jenny's from Maine. Who would have thunk it all those years ago? I was born in a northern Maine border town to Canada, and I would move to California decades later to marry a man from South Central. A pure lily white bitch with a... who grew up in, you know, in a middle class fucking family and shit. And then I meet a man from a black man from South Central.
Yes,
very interesting.
We're never boring.
Fuck no.
Shit is always
we're always doing something.
Always.
About 5 minutes, our guest will call in today. We are featuring a new band. They've only been out since about November, maybe.
Oh, yeah, really?
But they're getting ready to they're releasing, actually, they're debuting their debut single, their first song, on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block today.
Damn.
They're releasing it to the public tomorrow. So you can find it on, I believe, let's see.
So it's a world premiere?
This is a world premiere.
Yeah.
World premiere. It is...
World premiere.
What is it? They are on, let's see, they're going to be on Spotify. Mm-hmm. Let me check it out. You can get the song. Hold on. Let's find out. Go to Fate Destroyed. So the band is Fate Destroyed. But if you go on Facebook, it's F-A-T-E, and then space, obviously. D-E... capital S T R O Y E D. So destroyed, but with a capital S in the middle instead of normal. So Fate Destroyed. It's going to be out tomorrow on May 3rd. So Thursday, May 3rd.
Okay.
It'll be released on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. So go and check it out. Their song, debut single, is called Break Free. It's a really good song. I listened to it this morning after they sent it to me. Really, really, really great. Thanks, Ben Levy, for sending me that. What if I said Levy? Levi. Levi. L-E-V-I. Levi. I'm trying to remember. Yeah. Well, Levy is, I think, L-E-V-Y. That's why I didn't want to say it wrong. But he sent me the song this morning.
Okay, he's part of the group, or he's a manager or something?
Yeah, so let's see. It is, the band is made up of, so it's Fate Destroyed, and it's our buddy. Let me see, where is this? I need to see about.
What's about?
I want to see about.
A boot.
A boot. God damn it. Let me see it.
Fate Destroyed is a boot.
A boot. A boot. Oh, here we go. I hate that when I'm trying to, you know, navigate on Facebook and it's irritating me. So it's a they're a metal band.
Okay.
And the lead singer's name is Francesca Destruct.
And she is the one calling.
Like Destruct. Like Destruct. I thought it was awesome.
Destroyed cool. by Destruct.
Yes. I think her name actually is Francesca Alexander.
No, I was asking. She's the one that's calling in today.
Yes, she's the one that's calling today. So that's the lead singer, Francesca. And then there's Johnny Law.
Oh, I like that.
Ben De La Torre and Nathan Youngblood.
Oh.
So Nathan Young.
So it's four of them?
So Nathan Young Youngblood is owner of Youngblood Productions.
Yeah.
Which we will talk about that. They're going to be on, we're going to an event tonight that we have been working on with Nathan. And it's the Vans Warped Tour 2018. It's the Battle 4 Vans Warped Tour 2018. So Battle of the Bands, we're judges. So go check it out tonight at Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles. And you can go check that out.
It's on 3rd and Main.
Yes, 3rd and Main in downtown Los Angeles. And you can come hang out with us.
Yeah.
Come watch the bands. There's going to be a bunch of really good bands tonight. I'll have to go check. I'll get the lineup for you here in a second while we're doing this. But they're going to call in. We're going to, talk to her a little bit about... Yeah, a little bit about the band and... You know, how it got started and, just a little bit about them and what's going on with that. Mm. And then we'll play the song.
Okay.
Break Free. I believe this is hopefully her. Let's see if this is her. Hello, you're on the air with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Hi.
Is this Francesca? Yes.
Hey. Hello.
We're expecting you.
Hi.
What's up? How's it going?
It's going good. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing just lovely, and we're happy that you're on the air with us.
I'm happy to be here.
Yes, right. We're on the live radio broadcast. Woo, we love
it. Worldwide.
Yes, and we're excited to premiere you guys' song today.
Yes.
So
I think I might be more excited than you guys, actually.
I think you probably are, you know, and with good reason, because, oh my God, I listened to the song this morning after Ben sent it over to me, and wow, I was very...
Thank you.
I was very impressed. I was like, oh my God, you immediately reminded me of, like... Amy Lee from Evanescence and Maria Brink from In This Moment. Like that kind of a sound.
I think that's probably a pretty good approximation. I'll take that. That's a compliment.
Oh, wow. Good.
I find that a lot of times, you know, female fronted music, it's either very singy and melodic, which is beautiful, and I love that. And then there's also stuff that's super screamy like Arch Enemy, which I also like, and I really was intending to sort of bridge the gap, because you can have stuff that's beautiful and melodic and also stuff that's really aggressive too.
Right. I agree.
Oh, wow. Oh, nice.
So how long have you guys had the band? Like, how long has this all been going on?
Well, the original incarnation of the band was under a different name, and that, I started that back in like 2016, and then it kind of had to go on hiatus a little bit, but the band as it stands now, we started working together in 2017, so things are just getting moving, and it's been really exciting to get the music video together for this song and to, you know, get everything in motion, rehearsals and all that good stuff.
That's good. So who wrote the song, Break Free?
Me!
Oh!
That was awesome. I can't take completely all the credit. So I wrote the demo version of the song. I wrote the lyrics. I did the guitars, the bass. Because before I was singing, I was a bass player. I still am a bass player. But,
I saw that on Facebook, yeah.
But yeah, so I put the track together, and then I got to work with somebody who's really amazing. His name is Carlton Boss. He is a guitar player for a band called Orgy.
We know. Yeah, we're friends with them.
Yeah.
We're going to see them next Friday at the Whiskey.
Me too. Carlton is like my brother from another mother.
He's been on the show.
Carlton was on our show. Carlton was on our show in March for our 1 year anniversary episode. Yes. And then they were on our show last year.
Well, he produced the song.
Oh, so, we love Carlton.
So I wrote it. Good. I brought in my demo version. He was like, "Well, that's cool, but you know what else we could do?"
Yeah.
And so he really helped me to bring it to the level where it is now. So
he's a good man. He's a good person. He's a good good person to work with.
Yeah.
So you're gonna
for sure.
Yeah, he's a good dude. We're very excited to see them next Friday.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Me too. I'll be there. Hey, I can meet you guys.
We should get pictures and a radio drop at that time. So
maybe an interview.
I'm down.
A rare audio interview, maybe.
Well, we're gonna be hanging out backstage with you guys upstairs on the third floor.
In the
back space where nobody knows. I didn't. It's way up there. But
I love the dressing room at the Whiskey. It's like. I don't know. It's one of those moments where I remember the first time I ever played the Whiskey, I stood there and I was like up in the, you know, backstage area, which is upstairs in the back. And I thought to myself, like, holy crap, like so many famous bands have been in this space right here, paving the way for what we're doing right now. Like, I don't know. It's a really surreal, intense experience. You like walk by the Whiskey Go-Go and see your name on the marquee. Well, not my name, but the band name on the marquee. And, you know, it's cool.
It is cool because a lot of big people have played there. Like
great
Motley Crue and Guns N' Roses and a bunch of others, Metallica,
Doors.
The Doors, yeah.
Ooh,
that place is like a legend.
Definitely,
I think we cover more concerts there than anywhere else.
Yeah,
that's definitely our big venue. Everybody knows us there. We walk out. We weren't there for a little bit, and then we came back, and the door guy was like, "Where the hell did you go?" I haven't seen you in forever. They all know us,
yeah,
though.
Sure.
Like, and then of course, you know, one of the other, you know, guys who works there, he's always like, OK, okay, where's the weed? Where's the weed? I know you probably have it with you somewhere. No, I left it in the car, I swear.
Well, now that's not an issue, right?
No, of course not. Well, you still can't bring it in there, though. So, I mean, they still have it. They still kind of, they don't like that. But we love our guys. We love our people at the whiskey.
Really nice.
Well, I'm hoping if things work out well, which all signs point to yes, that, you know, maybe I'm hoping that our band, my band, Fate Destroyed, can open at the whiskey at some point. Because, I mean, a lot of my friends play there, and I don't know. I think it would be
a good time. I don't see why you can't. We've seen so many damn bands there. It's ridiculous. And if all these other people can be on the bill, I don't see why you guys can't. Because I like the sound. The song was really good. I liked how it sounded.
Well, that's definitely a plus. It'd be bad if, you know, you had me on your show and you're like, God, this song is horrible.
Secretly in my mind, though, I'm like, Nathan owes me later. He's going to have to buy me like an eighth of weed just to get me over this. No, I'm just kidding.
Some private reserve.
No. I already knew anything that Nathan brought to me would not be crap. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's good, yeah.
He was with Dirty Machine, which is our buddies. You know what I mean? He used to be with Dirty Machine. So, you know, we know what level he's at. You know what I'm saying?
That guy works hard, man. He works really hard.
He's
super on it.
Yeah, and plus we're judges for the Battle of the Bands with him tonight and tomorrow night. So
that's in downtown LA, right?
Yep.
On third Maine.
Gonna be a good time.
I bet. I can't even imagine like what judging something like that is like. Because, you know, I mean, how do you? It's hard for me. How do you judge music? I don't know.
It's really difficult. But I just look at it as like, is the band ready to, you know what I mean? Or, because some people are just like a garage band and that's all they're ever going to be. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they don't they don't want to ever really, you know, elevate above that. So they're just not going to go there. But you can tell by technical, like if their timing is off, if they're, you know what I'm saying? You got to.
Hold on, I'm taking notes. No, yeah. What were you saying? No,
I listen to a lot of different things. Like, and let's say, if I can't understand a word you're saying, I mean, I understand, like, screamo, okay, that it wasn't meant for you to really understand what they were saying anyway, pretty much. But, so I just kind of just, whatever, on that one. Yeah, I go, with them, I go more so on the sound.
Okay.
Like, in the technical quality of the music, their stage presence, like how big do they get the crowd? Do they get the crowd pumped up? Do they get people going? Because that's a big thing for longevity in the business. Is if you don't have any followers, you don't have anybody listening to you or going to your concerts. I mean, it's just kind of what are you doing it for? So,
yeah, for sure. And I mean, you know, building that hype can be a difficult process, but it becomes a lot easier when you have a quality stage show. You know, when you show up
exactly,
and you can blow people away, and people are like, "Holy crap! Did you see this opening band? Like, wow,
exactly.
They're great." So that's,
and then they're gonna look at you guys and be like, "Oh, okay, well, these guys are on a whole nother level, and we need to really take them serious." You know what I mean? And that sound quality when I heard the song was, it sounded like it was, especially where it was done by Carlton Bost. Come on, that man is one of the most technically perfect. Like he's a perfectionist when it comes to music. And that is how I knew. As soon as I heard Nathan say that Carlton was a part of the project, I was like, mm-hmm. Yeah, this is going to be good.
It's funny because the way that I met Carlton is I played bass in the other band that he plays in, The Dreaming, which, you know.
Oh, yeah, The Dreaming, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I played in The Dreaming for a long time, and that's how I met Carlton. And then, you know, I came to him and was like, oh, I want to start my own band, and here's like this thing I have. And he was like, here's something for your birthday, I'm going to help you produce this song. And so,
oh, that's awesome.
It's been like it's been super dope, and I appreciate his attention to detail, because I kind of get stuck on small details sometimes, but I think it's important, you know, especially when you're giving your first impression to a listening audience. You want to make sure that it's the absolute best that it can be, you know. People are going to assume that you're as big as you sound you are. So if you come out with a really nice, professional, well-done, you know, great production quality song, then people are going to say, okay, these people care enough to take the time to do it right.
I like that.
You know.
Do you guys have anything, like, you know, because I haven't seen you guys on stage yet, and I'm very, you know, very excited to see that. Like, I can't wait until you guys, you know, are on stage and I get to actually see that. That would be cool. But
me neither.
Like, what are you, what have you thought about, what is your stage performance going to be like? Do you have, like, any kind of a...
Well, I have...
You know how everybody's got their
ideas.
Own thing, like their own props, their little things, their little gimmicks, their things that they do with the crowd, like Jay Gordon of Orgy, especially when he goes to sing Blue Monday at the end, he always goes down into the crowd and has them sing with him. See what I'm saying? So, like, you gotta... you know what I mean? You gotta have, like, something that kind of sets you apart to make people go, oh, geez, I gotta come back and see these guys again. You know what I mean?
I won't be the first person to do it, but I'm going to take sort of a page out of Gene Simmons' book, and I breathe fire, so maybe.
Yes. Yes. Now that would be hot. That would be hot. That would be hot as hell to see.
Yeah.
A hot chick, a hot metal chick,
breathing fire. Yeah, all that is hot. All that. Man,
a hot chick with fire. That would make me come
and
back.
Playing hot music, all that shit sounds hot in the motherfucker. Yeah, it would make hell hot, like hot as a motherfucker.
I would come back. I would
so maybe
see
that'll
that
be
again.
Part of my gimmick. Yeah, for sure.
I would definitely. I would be down for that one. That's cool. I like
it's
that.
It's fun. I got to, a long time ago. I got to the first time that Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare thing happened. I got to. I was working with this band, and I got to do like a fire breathing set on Halloween for like to open for the whole thing that happened, and it was really interesting because. Nobody in any way expected that I was going to do what I was going to do because I was just like one single person who walked on stage and lit a torch on fire. And they're like, what is this person going to? And then I started like breathing fire over the crowd as the band started and everything. And they were like,
"That's cool."
I don't know. It was a really cool experience. So I definitely want to incorporate that into my live show.
That would be awesome. I was just, I had this thought when you were talking about that. And I said, and I thought about circus freaks and I was like, oh, I actually know some circus freaks.
Yeah.
Like, literally, they were at the Knotfest. They were at Knotfest in November. They were...
That's super dope.
Yeah. But I thought that would be really cool. Like, you'd be breathing fire, and then you got people on the side of you doing, like, crazy shit. You know, like... You know, like, hardcore circus stuff, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And in the video that's coming out soon, which was... I have to... give him credit as well, Matt Zane. He's done so many really amazing
videos. We love
videos.
Matt Zane from Society One. Yeah. What up, Matt Zane? Yeah. TV Carlove. I'm sorry, they've been on our show too. We love Matt. Matt's very he's very good at what he does. He's very good. Very good.
His
at
energy
videos.
Level to me is unreal. Like I've never met anyone who like has that much energy. When we were shooting the video, it took, of course, these things take time, and especially because part of the video and how this ties into circus stuff is there are definitely some hooks and flesh and pulling involved.
And
the music video is pretty cool. I'm super stoked that it came out. But
I can't wait to see it.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited for it to come out yet. We don't have an exact release for that yet, but I'm thinking it's going to be later this month. You know, just trying to get all my ducks in a row. So
cool. I'm very excited about that.
She's talking about hooks.
I love that we all have the same friends. How dope is that?
Isn't that crazy? We all run in the same circles and stuff.
I know, huh?
Yes.
For being a city of like 10 million people, it sure seems pretty small sometimes.
Right? I know, right? It's nuts. Well, in our industry, you know what I'm saying? A lot of us travel in the same circles. You know what I mean? But even sometimes, like, they don't know, like, sometimes, like, I don't know if you know who Allison Cohen is from, like, Metal Bay Mayhem. She's a rock journalist.
No.
Okay, well, she's a rock journalist, and she does, like, PR and promoting and stuff like that for bands, for, like, rock bands.
Mm-hmm.
So she's definitely some of you guys, I should hook you guys up with her.
Right.
She's really good at helping bands get more exposure. She's a rock journalist, and she also does, she can maybe design... some rock wear and jewelry stuff for you because I think that'd be cool.
Hey, that's super dope.
Like a collaboration type of a deal. So, because
I think
and
I'm always down to work with women who, you know, do stuff like who are involved in music or the genre or the scene or anything like that because I find a lot of times, you know, that women can be quite catty to each other And so it's always really refreshing when you meet somebody else who, like, understands that it's not about that. It's not strictly about competition.
So it's so unneeded. I don't understand. As women, we should be there to lift one another up and to help each other and to grow, not to keep each other down and be competitive and be like, screw you, I deserve it, you don't. No, I don't like all that.
It's enough about like it's enough that. Out there for everybody. So.
Enough to go around.
Yep.
So now, I believe in helping people. I believe in hooking people up with different people. You know what I mean? Like networking.
Dirty Briggs and Sasha Jewelry.
Oh, yeah. I could hook you up with a lot of people that could do some press for you. So, and PR. And help.
Hey, I'd be down for that. I'll never turn down for that.
Well, hey, our buddy Nathan, and it's for Carlton, and it's for Matt and you. Yeah. And yeah, so we're good. We're down. Well, you know what I mean? We're all in the sharing, you know, information. So.
Got a network. It's the name of the game these days.
You have to, you know what I mean? I mean, I was going to say it's not who you know, it's who you blow. I'm being funny because, you know, we have friends in the porn industry, too. We've had some very interesting guests on our show.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Over. I love it. Okay. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to play the song and we're going to put you on mute while we do it.
Though. Worldwide.
Yes. World premiere. This is Break Free by Fate Destroyed. Get ready to enjoy, people.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
What
nice.
Up? That was, oh, Francesca. Then I told you. That's why I said Amy Lee of Evanescence and Maria Brink of In This Moment. That was just amazing. Oh my God, that just like sent shivers down my spine.
Yeah, you was over there rocking.
That was really good.
Yeah.
I told you that was fucking good. See, I wanted to surprise my husband to get an honest reaction from him. Like, I didn't want to play it ahead of time. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I didn't let him listen to it till just now.
Right. But that's why
he was headbanging. Like, that's why I said, see?
That's why I like, but see, I appreciate though. I don't never really listen to anybody's songs because I want people to say the honest reaction when I'm listening to it.
Yeah.
You know? I don't want to say, right. You know, because, you know, maybe people don't know or maybe they don't have access to this or something, you know.
Man, the second I heard it this morning when Ben sent it over, I was like, yeah. I immediately started headbanging.
Yeah. You was talking about it when we were on the way up here.
Yeah. Everybody was looking at me like, what the hell is she listening to?
Well, I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. You know,
yeah. It's really good.
And anybody who puts out music knows how much time and dedication and energy and effort it takes and how many times it goes wrong the first and second and fourth and hundredth time. But finally hit that sweet spot, man, it's worth it.
Have you guys played live together yet? I mean, like live, like on stage in front of people?
Well, when the band had a different name and a different lineup, yes. I still have my same guitar player from back then, but in this newest, you know, representation of the band, not yet. We've been working on, because we're going to put out an EP, hopefully, by the end of the year.
Okay.
So that's been our main focus, that and, you know, trying to get, because for me it's super important, like you guys mentioned, to make sure that the stage show looks and sounds as amazing as possible, you know, because that'll be what sets us apart from, like, just being a local band. So we've been working really hard, rehearsing pretty regularly to make sure everything is super tight and sounds great. So
that's
we'll be looking to play shows soon.
Hey, you got people like Carlton Bost and Matt Zane behind you.
We're working with you.
You're going to be just fine. You know what I mean? If you get perfectionists and people that are really good, I mean, I've been listening to Orgy since like 98, 99 when they came out. You know what I mean? And just they're great guys. They put on a hardcore show, and Carlton is is a good addition. You know, I like the new lineup for them. But
me too.
You know, I mean, I'm not saying anything bad about the old lineup. I'm just saying, you know, and always thanks to always thanks to Jay Gordon, lead singer, and always thanks to all the guys. I can never remember the name of the new drummer. I don't know why. It's driving me nuts.
Rainin.
There we go.
Oh, okay.
He's a friend of mine too. His dad's like super famous drummer.
Oh yeah? Who is his dad?
I don't remember. I don't remember what band he's in, but he's been in like some really like huge bands, so I guess it's hereditary.
I gotta check
he's
it out.
He's a good drummer, he's solid dude. It's cool because like all of those guys are my friends, and especially because I spent years touring with Carlton when we were in the Dreaming together. It's cool. I go to almost every Orgy show. I bring them. I love when they're on tour, and I'll like go to the show and just bring them like a giant thing of homemade brownies, and they're like annihilated before the show.
That'd be funny. That'd be funny if like we've crossed paths at an Orgy show.
Right.
And didn't even know it. That's the funny thing. Because we go to a lot of their shows. We went to the one at the Rose last year.
Yeah.
And then they had one in September at the Whiskey. We went to that. Okay. I did. You weren't there at that one. But I went to that one.
Okay.
We try to always be supportive. Well, you know.
Sorry, go ahead.
We try to always be supportive of the guys, you know, because we love Lou Gordon, you know.
Me too. He's got the best stories in the world.
He does. And he always introduces me to everybody. Every time he's always like, did you meet this? Oh, here's this person and here's that person. And you need to deal with her. She's, you know, has a radio show. You know, he's really cool. He's been always there for us.
Yes. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah. They're good people.
Mm-hmm.
And we like good people.
We love good people.
I like good people too.
Well, there's so many fakos, you know what I mean? Especially where we live in L.A., You know what I mean?
Fake people in LA? No.
No. No. Never. Never in a million years. No, yeah. No, so yeah, Orgy's got a new song coming out. Army to Your Party, which is awesome.
I'm pretty sure I've already heard it.
Have you? Probably have. You probably have.
I've probably heard it a lot.
You probably heard it a million times. You've probably already heard it 50 billion times. No, but these
it's funny because when I go hang out with Carlton, I'll like throw like because I drive my car over there, and a lot of times I'll be like bumping Orgy with the top down, and he's like, "Really?" And
that's hilarious. Oh, get over it, Carlton. Come on now, she's just being true. You know what I'm saying? She's being loyal.
I'm like, don't write catchy albums, and I won't play them in my car. How about that?
Yes. Especially to the Toxic EP. Oh, that was badass.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one I bump in my car like the most. Yeah, for sure.
I just featured them on my other rock on my other show, Jenny's Real Rock on Rock Rage Radio.
Mm-hmm.
I featured them on my show a couple weeks ago. I said everybody secretly loves an orgy. That was the name of the title of the episode. Anyway,
that's pretty amazing.
I thought it was funny. Everyone secretly loves an orgy.
The title of the episode?
Yeah, that was the title of my episode.
Oh.
I always come up with really stupid, crazy titles. But, so... anyway, oh my god, my best friend just sent me a message. Where are you at?
You know what?
I'm gonna bitch slap her. I'm gonna totally bitch slap her. I'm gonna totally bitch slap her. Because as my best friend, you should already know where the fuck I am.
Every motherfucking
Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
3 to 4 p.m. Anyway,
like as long as the friendship that's been going on.
Well, see, this jogged my memory to email Lou Gordon to remind him to leave us passes, to leave us stuff at the front. He'll probably just show up at the front and greet us personally anyway. But I'm gonna go. I gotta send note to self, email Lou Gordon.
This next Friday, right?
Yes, next Friday the 11th.
Okay.
Don't forget, go see Orgy, May 11th. Francesca will be there. Go check it out.
I will be there.
Yeah.
Francesca Destruct.
The band that's opening for them, Scum Love. So Scum is my A&R
love Scum
guy.
Love.
And also Carlson's A&R guy at
we
Schecter.
Love
so.
Scum Love. What up, Scummy?
Hey.
Scum Love.
His new single's about to come out, and I sang background vocals on it.
Oh, shit. I'd like to hear that.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance.
It's called Devil May Sing. I think it comes out on the 15th.
Because he's always inviting us to come see them play, and I haven't had a chance to yet, and it irritated me because I wanted to go see it.
Get to see him in a skirt.
Ooh, I want to see that. Ooh, okay, now I really want to go. I'm just kidding. I was going to go anyway. It wouldn't have mattered. You can't keep me away from an orgy show. Man, they're one of my favorite bands. So I love going to see them every time, especially when he plays Blue Monday at the end, and he gets down in the crowd and sings with everybody. I love it.
It's funny because I always Carlton always just already knows that I'm going to ask to go, and he's like, "Haven't you seen enough orgy shows?" And
no.
I'm like, "Dude, I will come see you in Berlin. I will come see you play an orgy. I will come see you play anywhere you play, bro."
Dude, if I could afford to go to Berlin to see them, I'd be fucking happy. No, but I mean, when he played in Berlin. I know. I was being funny. I was being funny.
Oh.
I saw them play at the Rose December of 2016. And when Berlin was there, right? And Carlton goes, "I saw you in the crowd." I saw you in the crowd. I didn't know it was him because it was dressed different. You know,
he's wearing much less makeup and a button-up shirt then.
Yes, and he didn't have all the arm, you know, netting and the, you know, how they dress their outfit where they have the arm, like stockings on their arm practically. No, you know, those, the ones he wears on his hand, his arm.
Oh, I know, 100%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The dressing room is a nightmare.
Yes, it is. I know. I know, especially when we were at the Rose last summer when they were there in June last year. Oh, my God, that was hilarious. They were all, like, sleeping.
I just mean, like, I'm pretty sure that combined they definitely have more makeup than I wear.
Makeup and the outfit and putting on the arm things, all the stuff, yeah.
Hey, but you know what? It makes for a quality show, and that's what makes it worth it.
They put on a hell of a show. Orgy's a really good show. We love seeing them. Yeah. And that's why, like, I would never get sick of seeing them. I liked, you know. And Berlin was awesome. So, like I said, anything Carlton Bost is in, he's good to go.
Right.
He's good to go. I have not seen The Dream.
Yeah, when Fate Destroyed was a different, had a different name, it was just Destruct for a minute, but then I had to change that because it was too close to this German band name. But when I had the band before, he actually filled in on guitar for a couple shows, and I'm like, this must be really difficult for you to play like these tiny ass shows and these tiny ass venues when you're used to playing like big venues and big shows. But you know, he gave it just as much care and attention as he would any other time. So,
Which is good. I like the fact that we were talking about that when he was on the show in March, about how he's a perfectionist. So, it's not a bad quality to have. At all. It means that your music
Meshes well with me because I'm the same way, so I'm sure that my bandmates find that annoying sometimes, but I don't know, I'm like hyper detail focused about this one thing is weird and off and I don't like it, and so let's do it again 100 more times.
That's why your product comes out great.
Right. That's what's gonna set you apart from being just a local, like, I always call it like a garage band type. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying they are, but you know what I mean? Like, some local bands, that's pretty much all they're really ever going to be. They just, I don't know. Some people they just want to play music. They don't really want to be, like, huge and sell millions of records and all that stuff. Families. Everybody's different. Everybody's got their own reason why they're in it or doing it.
No. For sure. And I think one thing that has to be said about, you know, any musician at all is that anyone who comes into this, like, and just wants to, I don't know how to explain it, like, you have to really want it in any capacity, whether you're just playing local shows or if you want to be big or whatever. It takes so much more time and energy than I think anyone really realizes unless they're doing it, you know, unless they're, like, in a band and writing songs, because it's so many hours writing new songs, going into the studio, going to rehearsals, getting your stage stuff together, traveling to places. It's a lot, but it's worth it in the end.
The touring, everything, yeah. We talked to a lot of bands about that.
Yeah.
Like bands that have toured, you know, like Orgy or like Dirty Machine just toured with ICP last fall. So, you know, like bands that have actually toured, like we talked to them and be like, you know, what do you think about this? Like, what did, you know, so they say it's very exhausting. You know what I mean?
It is. When I was in The Dreaming, and that's the band that Carlton and I were, and I played bass and he played guitar, you know, we didn't do super long tours, but we slum it, you know, we're not like in a nice huge bus or anything. You know, when you're talking about four people in a 15 passenger van for 5 weeks at a time,
right,
you know, and it's like you have to go from here to there, and we don't have crew, so we're loading in our own gear and loading out our own gear and setting up the stage, and you know, Chris loves to have all the lights perfect and all this stuff, and it's like it's crazy to think you do all that, you travel thousands of miles just to give people like an hour of something to enjoy, and just that hour is so worth it though,
right, you know? Yeah, right. But, you know. Ooh,
yeah, I've seen a lot of stages getting put up, and you know, even before we started doing, you know, or going to shows and stuff, Jennifer, you know, when I was working at my last job, I used to see this all the time, you know, putting all the lights and the speakers and all that stuff together and the amps and all that. Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, a lot goes into it.
I can't imagine, like, I've seen, you know, documentaries when they talk about, like, when you're talking huge production shows, like when Metallica does an arena tour, and like they have to basically build that entire
set
thing in one day and tear it all down just to go to the next city the next day. That is mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Festivals. Yeah,
a lot of work.
I mean, we saw just like the Ozfest meets Knotfest this last November. It was just crazy.
Yeah, just had to build all the three stuff. Stages.
There's like four.
Yeah, but
they had the main stage, and then they had three side stages. That's just crazy. Plus all the vendors, there's so much goes into everything.
Yeah.
So, I know. If you're ever going to do that kind of thing, you better really be willing to put the time in.
Like, that was a lot of money.
And the money.
Lots of money.
Yeah. I mean, no.
Wonder what festival is going to sort of, you know, take over. And, of course, I have vested interest in this answer, but what sort of festival is going to be, you know, isn't this the last year of Vans Warped Tour?
Yeah. I believe so. Yeah.
So I wonder what's going to take its place. I need to know.
It's a good question.
It's going to be tough. Those are huge shoes
there's
to fill.
A lot of, I mean, there's a lot of festivals out there.
I just seen one, a commercial for somewhere in Manhattan Beach, I believe.
Yeah.
Mumford or somebody. Mumford and Sons are going to be there, I believe. And someone else is called. Sounds like Hawaiian name. Anoha or something. Hawana.
Well, this is different types of band than that.
Oh.
The Vans Warped Tour is more like hard rock. It's rock, more rock, hard rock, heavy metal type.
Okay. Yeah.
Not as like Mumford and Sons.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah. So different.
I mean, I've heard the name before. So
yeah, they're more folksy, rock like.
I kind of understand. Yeah. What you're saying. Yeah.
Well. We have only a few minutes left to go, but we've been speaking today with Francesca Destruct.
Yes.
Of
Destruct.
Destruct.
Yeah, that's how you tell to pronounce it, to pronounce your name.
Destruct.
That's how you used to say it. What's your name? Francesca Destruct.
You have to do the metal claw, too. You have to be like, Destruct.
Yeah, there you go.
from the band Fate Destroyed.
Well, yeah, you see, there's a trick in the name, because FDS, Fate Destroyed, Francesca Destruct, FDS. Yeah.
I like it. I like it. We like chicks that rock. Thank you so much today, Francesca, for speaking with us.
Yay!
And being on
thank
the show.
You.
And
great song.
Thank you for playing my single.
Yes, and yes. Allowing. Thank you for allowing us to debut your song today.
Yes,
we were very excited about that.
Thank you.
So,
and tomorrow you can get it on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, anywhere you listen to music. So if you want to, you know, have a copy of it to yourself or just stream it on Spotify or whatever, please, by all means.
Heck yeah. Well, I have my own copy, but everybody else needs to go listen.
Yes, tomorrow.
Listen tomorrow. Tomorrow, May 3rd. You're going to get it everywhere. Anywhere that you can get music like that.
All of it.
Yes, it's going to be good. So go check it out. Break Free by Fate Destroyed. So go get that tomorrow on your iTunes, Google Play Music, and your Spotify.
Yeah.
Spotify. Only costs $10 a month.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the show with us today. We had a blast. This was a great interview. It was nice. It was like reminiscing.
You know, talking about old friends.
All right. Well, yes, please do. Please do. Please do. And tell them that we will see them next Friday.
Yeah.
And we'll hang out. And we'll meet. And hopefully we get to see you as well.
So, you will. All right. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye, Francesca.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was Francesca Destruct from Fate Destroyed, the heavy metal band. Shout out to Youngblood Productions. Shout out to Nathan Youngblood. I don't know how you want to see on Facebook.
See you tonight.
A couple different things. We will see you guys tonight. You and Gonzo Dave, Gonzo W Dave. What's up, Gonzo? We will see you guys tonight.
Yeah.
And Heath, down at the 5-Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles. This is the Vans Warped Tour 2018, the last year of Vans Warped Tour. So come on out, check it out. Check out the bands that are going to be there tonight. I know it's a Wednesday night in the middle of the week in Los Angeles, but come and fucking do something. Come out, hang out with Jenny and JJ from Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos. You're crunkling in the goddamn thing. You make me want to slap you because I just interrupted what I was saying. I heard crinkling. That's why I turned your mic off. You're not allowed. You're crinkling. I don't like crinkling in my mic. Anywho, go see us next. Go see us tonight. Go see Jenny and JJ tonight. We're also on, you can also see me, Jenny from Jenny's Real Rock on Rock Rage Radio. We will be there tonight. We are judges for the Battle for Vans Warped Tour 2018. Mm-hmm. There'll be some great bands tonight in attendance. Come on out. Check it out. Go to the, let's see, what is it? Young Blood Productions page on Facebook. And you can see the lineup for tonight. And also you can see it under, I think it says the Battle for Vans Warped Tour. Literally just type that into your Facebook. You can see the lineup for tonight's show. And this has been a great broadcast as always. Shout out to our buddies from Orgy. Shout out to Matt Zane of Society One. What up, Carlton Boss to Orgy. We will see you guys next Friday. It's been a blast as always, and we will be, like I said, tonight and tomorrow night. So that's Wednesday and Thursday. We'll be for the judges for the Battle of the Bands. So come check it out downtown at the 5-Star Bar. We'll see you later. It's been fun. This is your hostess with the mostest, Jennifer DeVoe, and JJ, the husband. Bye-bye. See you next Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, LA Talk Radio Channel 1.
Bye.
Go to iHeartRadio and LA Talk Radio Channel 1 page to find us. Bye.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.